hear what they say. Power though, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva, hello friends. We're just doing a little New York, some random thoughts, a little maybe Sex and the City, a little end of Crappy Lake, because Justine's doing some traveling this week, so here we are. Is this your first time on a plane since COVID?
Yeah, it's my first time on a plane, and I can't remember how long.
Wild.
It's been 10 years.
Oh, what? What? No.
Oh,
you
no.
Flew to see your brother, I feel like.
Right,
like,
right. And, that was like six yeah. years ago.
Jesus, that long? Crazy.
I'm scared.
Oh, man, are you ready? Who are you flying?
And I had to change my flight to come home early because it was going to be too long. And, like, I don't got no PTO. I got to make money. It's just a lot. If I don't yeah. work, if I'm not here, Tyler's not working, you know, so it's
yeah,
financially
yeah.
a burden. But
who are you flying?
We're rich. Where am I? Who am I?
Who?
I don't know. What my airline? Mom, she booked it. I think American and Southwest on the back. But then I said to my mom, I go, oh, what if my plane goes down on the way home? You know, I was supposed to be on your plane. She's like, don't say that type of shit.
You're nuts. Anxiety.
That's the first thing that goes to my mind. Was I supposed to be on this plane?
Wow. You're crazy.
I know.
Well, you'll be good.
Flying is safe. I got to remind myself.
Safe. Way safer than driving. Way safer than driving. You drive everywhere recklessly.
Especially the way I drive.
On your phone. Exactly.
People, you drive behind me, you'd hate me. I should be a reality show of just how I drive like the lady on 40-year-old version drunk. Probably people are honking. I'm at stoplights.
Yeah, that's what I'm
everyone
saying.
In the car.
You're taking your life in your hands every time you step in a car. Yeah.
I'm the worst driver you'll ever meet.
I don't know about that. Munches.
But it'll be nice
well.
To go.
Yeah.
I'm nervous. Yeah. You know, Tyler, he's a great father. He can handle it, but he's done after a few hours, you know, and tagging
oh,
in.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
gonna be a long
well gotta throw up your hands, so, you know, they might just be
life.
In front of the TV. yeah,
but it's good. It's a good it's good for me to cut the rope, and it'll make me do more on my own now.
Yeah. All right,
but it's just safe like travels. Three boys, sorry, this is my other thing.
Yeah,
you know, you having a daughter eventually, it's just depressing. With a daughter you do more. Which kid is going, they're already ignoring me, treating me like shit, except for my 4-year-old.
Yeah.
Which kid is going to be like a little person who wants to go on a trip? You know, daughters
right.
do more with their parents. I'm just going to be alone and they're going to do stuff with their dad. There's just so much more male, you know, and
I know what you mean, but I think you have to embed yourself. Right. I agree with you. I think like
they have wives, and
Dorian will do that sometimes. Like, oh, me and Sterling got to go do this. I'm like, what the fuck? Am I not invited?
Right. Right.
I also though, I'm like, you know, you're probably at the point too, where it's like, and you have three, where it's like right now a break is nice. Right. You're like, oh yeah, to go take them. But eventually you're going to be like, okay, I want to like, yeah, you know, I want to be a part of it, or I want to be there. Yeah. Yeah. It's different. But you just kind of force it so that they know. They're always stuck with you.
I really this will be a good wake up call when I'm gone, you know.
Yeah, all by yourself. It's gonna be good. All right, let's get into New York. How did you feel about it this week?
Mother banger episode. Couldn't love it more. I love every single second watching it. Every single second.
Bryn, better fuck around and find out. Do not talk to people's husbands like that. I do not think
could
that's
you imagine?
At all.
And she's so cute.
At all. She's cute, but she's like actively flirting, like not joking, or like she's almost making him uncomfortable.
Like that?
No, it was weird. Honestly, I think I fluctuate back and forth with Bryn, where I'm like, I think maybe my instincts were right on her.
Oh, I do like her as a housewife. She's great,
but
TV.
She's crazy. Yeah.
She's nuts.
No, she's great TV.
But she's sad now that we know the sadness. I can't. I don't know. If she's
that's
doing
what I'm
that
saying.
As
like
what. She doesn't mean it. I don't think she would really go fuck Aaron's husband. I really don't. She's just shooting. She's
know.
But she took it far, and I would never talk like that to anyone's husband.
No,
ever. It's bizarre.
No. It is so weird. At even weirder that it's at a fucking vow renewal. That's the weirdest part, right? It's like just she's really
lesbians,
laying
out. Oh, you know, way with it if it was a lesbian like Martina. They're kind of sexual. They all talk sexual to Martina sometimes, maybe on Miami, do they?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
or what's her face? Julia and the other one when they have their like sexy talk. Women can get away with it, but talking to a husband like that when he's
yeah.
And he Erin is really she works that marriage great. Cause yes. She knows that he's a dork and she's a cool girl.
Yes, totally. There's her dad, I think, says a lot about like who she is as a person. Like I feel like the dad's vibe, you're like, oh, I get
the
kind of
family.
I like seeing her
assholes.
Dad. Yeah, the whole family's fascinating.
The dad seemed nicer than the women.
Yes, but just I thought, I mean, I think a vow renewal always makes me nervous on Housewives, as we
it's
know the history.
Narcissistic at the maximum degree.
To me, I have actually thought about, like, I would almost like, and it's almost coming too soon for me to even consider, but I think, like, a 10-year anniversary party is fun. Like, if
a
you
party.
Have the money to throw just a party where everybody, you invite everybody who was at the wedding, and you all come together
a
and
party.
Have fun. Cool.
That's beautiful.
But vow renewal is weird. And I think it's a kiss of death. You shouldn't have to renew your vows. It doesn't matter if you didn't say them. I don't
it's
even know
over.
What that means.
It's over,
you're already
Johnny.
Married. Enough. Enough.
Like, yeah. What's her face? Who's the girl? God, my brain is fried right now.
Who?
The top girl in New York, the fashion designer. She said to her, well, you can.
Oh, Jenna.
Jenna, you can be together. You can confess your love to each other for the rest of your lives, but you didn't know if you need marriage vows. It's just
right.
So dumb to say.
Yeah, it's all weird. I think
you need Johnny
Cochran
to blow that up. I mean, come on. It's so stupid.
I also don't love the low budget nature of having the event sponsored. That's weird to me as well.
Loser behavior. You're broke.
Loser behavior.
And your marriage is in trouble. If you need a vow renewal, you need a spark. And they act like they're so in love.
I think the way to do it is you have, again, like same shit. Opulent over the top party that you pay for. Not that you
pay
get
for
sponsors
it if you're so
for
rich.
With branded shit. Yes. Branded shit. You have a great party and you keep it moving. Nobody wants to sit through a wedding. That's not why people go to a wedding. They go to a wedding to party.
Like
you're already married. Take the wedding out of it. It's dumb.
Like, right. It's so narcissistic. And it's like they're Instagram moms that have their whole kids. Like, here's the balloon vendor. Here's the tablecloth vendor.
Yes.
It's
yes.
a lot of work.
Yes.
And I can see for people who are broke, but if you're buying a $30,000 diamond ring, you can't afford to throw a party, throw something that's not. So, and Bryn had it point on. It feels like a Bank of America holiday party. That's what it did feel like.
Yes. Yes. It was weird. It didn't
you're
feel
like Dr.
Yeah.
Nicole. They are rich enough to throw that party and not beg people for money.
That's exactly
that's
what it reminded
it
me
right.
of, but a low budget version of that. You're right. That's exactly the same. And that was an engagement party, a justified party.
Right. An engagement, anniversary party is great. I love it, but it's giving Mario and God, my brain, Mario Singer and Ramona Singer vibes.
And your brain is short circuiting.
I know.
Ramona.
I got so much going on. It's just I hated him for it. I love Erin, but I hate her at the same time.
Erin's a good housewife. I found
She's
her
excellent.
Outfit also. Her dress was horribly fit. Didn't cover her boobs enough. You could see the tape. And then in the back, you could see her underwear. It was just like, don't wear this if you can't execute it. And she did not execute it.
I didn't
it
love
well.
It.
And
if
I
your dad's
I
telling
did
you
not
your,
love it.
Your nipples showing, it's too much, honey.
I mean, it was cut too. It was like one size too small. It was too tight on her chest. So like the side boob tape was hanging out. It just like it
she
didn't
better
look classy.
At the dinner she had with her husband with her vagina hanging out. She looked cute there.
Yeah, it was a weird dress as well. Yeah.
What did you think the vibe was for them at their dinner, their anniversary dinner? Do they seem in love? Do they need a vow renewal?
They don't seem like they hate
enough?
Each other. I didn't get like a
don't.
Bad vibe.
I guess people have vow renewals and it's okay.
Yeah.
You gotta. That's the most embarrassing thing in life. God bless people who get up there and do it. I could barely look Tyler in the eye and sit there and say, "I love you, Tyler." We still argue about it. Oh my God, I'm so happy to be marrying you. Thank God you're marrying me. I couldn't be happier. Yeah. And then she's doing it twice. One time is beautiful at your wedding. Good for you.
It's
a wedding
just what
anniversary
you're...
party is nice. And don't be taking any money from people.
No. In my humble opinion, like if we went back to our dictatorship, you would not be allowed to have a vow renewal.
You wouldn't be allowed to have a second wedding.
The two of you. Yeah, well, we know that already.
No, I'm joking. Certain circumstances.
The other thing I wanted to bring up in this episode that really stood out to me was Jessel and the conversation about school. I love the husband low key.
He's
when
great.
He was like, she's like, you know, this school's international. And he's like, but we live in New York. So like, who cares about international? And she's like, but they'll learn Mandarin. He's like, but they barely speak Spanish or they barely speak English. Like, I thought all of that was hilarious to me. Yeah. I think
that's the world they are living in though. Everybody is probably worried about that shit. It's so stupid.
He's a great, housewife. I think she is a mess, but in a very entertaining way. She's very interested to see where this storyline goes. Oh, even when she writes, like when they're writing the thing and she's like, and he's very socially inept. And he's like,
right. She
inept. It's like the complete wrong meaning. It's like, oh my God. It's the network. Tom Cruise could be there.
School should be. I know it's a special school, so they got to pay, but you should probably go to hell if you pay $40,000 to $60,000 for a 4 or 5 year old to go to school when there's so much good that can be done with that money. But I know I'm counting people's money, but it's just crazy how much money there is in the world and how sad there are things in the world too.
Just $62,000 for kindergarten is asinine.
Is it kindergarten? Like, it seems like it was preschool because they're not even on it. They're not even walking.
Whatever. Under high school,
I could say
even
kindergarten because it's school. But you're getting that's a fucking babysitter.
Insane.
You're paying $62,000 for daycare.
For that cost. Right.
Get a nanny that's teaching your kid one-on-one.
That's what I'm saying. Get a college student who's like a
house.
Child education major. You can get that for less than $60,000 a year. I guarantee you that.
Meet at the park in New York. Your kid will be cool. I love Jessel. She's hilarious. But I guess if you have $62,000 to burn, that's like someone spending $5,000 or 10 or 20.
Right.
So it really is.
It's all relative.
I'm not in that league, so it seems crazy.
Yeah.
But I guess she went to some crazy Ivy League school in England or somewhere.
Well,
she's polished. She's hilarious. And I don't want everyone dragging them for not having sex. I wish she never told everyone because it's hard enough to have twins. And now you're layering on top. That could really end up fucking their marriage over. I hope that they're such good friends that they laugh about it because it could hurt a guy's ego real bad if everyone in the world knows that you're not getting laid.
I have a dark feeling that he's cheating.
I'm worried. They were on Watch What Happened 5 and it didn't feel like they were having sex even now.
The episode like where he's like, she's like, oh, you should have seen him when we first got married, the shit he was wearing. And it's like, now he cares about fashion and he's like totally fine with them not fucking for 2 years. Like, those signs to me are flags. And maybe I'm wrong, but that's the vibe I get. Like,
someone's getting laid somewhere.
Something's happening.
Probably rare that two people get in a relationship to not do that.
2 years? Yeah. It's crazy. What else?
You know.
How about Uba with the Jacob the Jeweler connection?
She's great. Where is she in the show? Go to the party with COVID. I'm just joking.
Who cares? Right.
To me, it seems like a lie that COVID is it doesn't
Everybody
even seem
it.
Like you should test. Just show up with the COVID. And to me, if you say you have COVID now, you're lying because who fucking cares? But I know that's not the right way to think.
My
kid's teacher has COVID and she missed the first week of school.
Is she, see, it's almost like, is it COVID or is it like I'm on a vacation? You know what I mean?
Well, no,
you
I
don't
guess,
know anymore. No, I'm just kidding.
Right. No. Yeah. She caught it at the teacher conference. So half the teachers at the school probably have freaking COVID. The kids are going to have COVID in a heartbeat. It's a nightmare. Aaron, Aaron, if you have hundreds of people at your dumb party, no one is obligated to say goodbye to you. Get a life.
Absolutely not. At a party of over 50 people, the Irish goodbye is allowed fully.
Over 10. No, I'm just joking. I can't stand her.
I never take offense if somebody leaves.
No.
I really don't give a fuck.
You made an effort. You came. You got to go next time. I do love the unity of all the girls kibitzing and laughing and having fun. It's a great group of girls. I love it.
Excellent cast. Excellent.
Aaron's family cussing them out, the sister.
Yes.
Aaron, they're just mean people.
Yeah. I know. That family's real interesting. And they've been in New York too long. Like, I think when you're that kind of New Yorker, like a rich New Yorker, like a Trump type, you become like a Bethany. Like, you have that energy to you, that like crazy, like energy.
Bethany is the Trump of Bravo.
Yes. 100%.
Oh, and I have to say. All right. I do not care about Raquel. I've never listened.
I don't either.
I'm done with that. I've moved on. I can't stand Bethany. I can't stand Raquel. And you know what? There's a video of all the people in Vanderpump together. Ariana's walking right Tom Sandoval, not even 6 inches from him. So they don't care either. Why should we all care?
I agree.
And we're all being scammed. Ariana's walking with Tom Sandoval.
It's too delayed for me to buy it.
I'm done.
The interviews
of our time.
Too long. Yeah. And I don't, Bethany's position, I do not buy as being an impartial. She's not a freaking journalist. She has a vested interest in making Bravo look bad, given that she's trying to blow everything up, you know? So I just don't buy it.
I love the rumor that she pitched a show 6 months ago.
It's great.
To Bravo.
Yeah, that's good.
Bethany,
all right.
What she had Anything turned else? Her image so well with mm-hmm. her charity efforts.
She
just
did,
stick
but
with
then
that.
She, fame, man. She's a fame hungry person, period. Because she has enough money to never be in the spotlight again. That's the thing I don't understand. She could literally fly off under the radar, do her little design shit, live a nice life, but she's a fame hungry person. It's just super obvious to me.
It's crazy.
Yeah. All right. Anything else on New York?
No.
I just want to say Crappy Lake ended. I thought it was a joyous show. The end was actually super. They're just
sweet.
Actually made a difference in this little town, and the people like appreciated it. And I loved to see it.
It was
not a joke of a show. It ended up being like a sweet, solid 30 minute program that I looked forward to. And I want to give them their flowers because I thought it was fantastic.
It was very sweet. Very shocking.
It was.
Sonia and Luann are good friends. The town was very receptive and happy. I hope it brings business to their city.
I hope they pop up in another town too soon. I'm down for this format because what this showed me is they will actually lean into the experience. They won't like hoity-toity be above the fold of like pretending like it's holier than thou. They were just in there with these people just having a good time. They talked to everybody like they were normal. I just appreciated it. That was great.
Do like a 2-hour special for each one.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be fun.
Got a tiny bit repetitive, but it's so like the very beginning, I couldn't tell if it was the first episode or the last, but it was very sweet.
Yeah.
I'd watch a scripted movie about with Luann and Sonia together.
I would too.
They have really good chemistry that we didn't really see on Housewives because Ramona.
No. They always were in the middle of something else. Yes, they have like a true friendship. I appreciated seeing it.
Luann's
last thing is somebody she looks phenomenal. I saw her on Watch. I haven't watched it yet, but I saw her on Watch What Happens Live after, which I will watch.
Oh, were they? I'm gonna watch that.
Yeah, she looked better than ever. Looks phenomenal. Like a 10 out of 10.
Looks better than J-Lo.
She honestly does. I think she has aged the greatest out of any housewife, period.
Out of any celebrity.
Hasn't fucked her face up. Looks just phenomenal. Yeah, can't say enough about it. Just looks amazing. The last thing I wanted to share is that we had an AMA up a while ago, which we never did, so we will get to it. But one question was whether I was going to see Beyonce, which of course I am, and it's Saturday, and I'm so
this
fucking
Saturday?
Excited. It's yes, Saturday.
Wow, you've had
can't
a cute outfit.
Wait, I got a few things from Amazon. I haven't quite figured out what I'm going to wear. Dorian was like, "What the fuck is that?" I'm like, "It's for Beyonce." Like, I'm going all out because she's into the silver.
You should.
So I'm
you
doing
can't
a whole sequence situation.
It gives you a good reason to have. Where can you dress up like that? It's fun.
Right. Yeah. So I'll report back. Cannot wait. Gonna get my life.
That's great. It.
Did you want to talk
in
briefly?
Person. This is
Sex
number
City
how
before
old?
We run.
I think a lot did happen in the last episode that I think
okay,
about it.
I'll
so
watch it.
we will give a good recap.
Okay, good. I mean, I've
because
been
the
enjoying
season
it.
Finale is next week.
Okay. All right. Let's recap after the finale then.
So we got a lot to talk about. Yeah,
right.
There is. I'm excited
okay.
to talk
all right,
about
great.
It though. Love the show and wish it wasn't ending, but I'm alone in
he'll be
that.
back, I'm sure, right? I don't think you're alone. I think people are. I think the second season is bringing people around.
Yeah, the last episode was really good, so I'm excited.
Okay.
We probably can
All
write
right.
what's going to happen in the next episode, but you'll have to watch.
Okay. All right, I will. All right, guys. Quick Bravo thoughts for the week, but we love you. We'll be back. Wish Justine safe travels. You'll see us on the flip
Yeah,
side.
hopefully that. Yeah, God.
Did I tell you last thing? Did I tell you
I'll
about
go
the lady on
live.
the
I hope
plane?
I go live and I get
Oh,
famous
there we
for
go.
going live and then all the flames.
There was a woman on my plane to Miami. You can recline your chair. This is a 4.5 hour flight. People are trying to sleep. The person in front of her, she's 80, if she's a day, reclines the chair immediately. She's like, stiff arms the fuck out of it and is holding the chair up and battling this woman, pushing back and forth. And
Who's
back
80?
And forth.
The one fighting?
80 fighting within a, her hand is literally shaking and she's not letting go. Finally, the flight attendant had to get involved. And she's like, ma'am, like she is allowed
Kick
to
her
recline
off
the
the
seat.
fucking plane.
She's like, she's going to be in my lap. And she's like, no, like she's allowed to. And she's holding it like this. She's like, fine. She puts it down. The flight attendant walks by. I'm watching her. She's kicking with her foot the chair in front of it, just repeatedly kicking the woman. And I like, literally, I was like, I don't actually get involved in this shit. And I was like, what are you doing? You're like a toddler. Like, what are you doing? She's like,
they're
what?
Gonna have to
And she
tackle
stopped
her.
kicking. Yeah, it
You
was
said
like a
that?
whole battle.
You said
Like,
that to her?
I did, because I was over it. I was just
Oh
like,
my God,
we were
you
aisle.
showed that tape. Good for you, Geneva.
We were aisle to aisle. And it was just like, she was fucking with this woman who, like, she spoke, the woman in front of her spoke Spanish. I don't think she spoke a ton of English. So it was like, just felt like she was really fucking with her. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Just
Good for
kicking
you.
like a 2-year-old. And she
And then
finally
that
stopped.
John Quinones or whatever, Quinones, whatever, comes out
Yeah.
and is like, and what would you do or whatever that is? And
Yeah,
you did.
right.
You stood up for her. You're on the
Well,
TV show.
you know, on
Wouldn't that be
planes, nobody
great?
hopefully is
What would you
carrying a
do?
gun, so you're a little bit safer to, you know, confront people.
That's
Yeah, so
great.
hopefully, you know, people are nuts.
They should
All right,
kick
guys.
people off the second they are aggressive like that. Off of you, mind your
it's like, what the fuck are you doing? There's 300 people on this plane. Who gives a fuck?
Pick the seat where there's not someone in front of you, then, if you're that nuts.
Well, it's also, it's the miserable, flying sucks. Like, we're all in the same hell boat together in main cabin. Who gives a fuck? Like, just let people recline their chair to take a
God
nap.
Bless
Who gives
flight
a shit?
attendants, because that is not an easy job. Being a teacher, a nurse, a flight attendant.
Right.
Gotta pay people more in this world. Jessel
Yeah,
and them
they
could
really
pay.
do.
They could make their, if you're that rich, how do you not just
Yeah.
give people hundreds? Like, there's a
Flip 100.
there's a sweet lady that works. She's at UPS store every single day. And I go in there a lot to ship Amazon stuff.
Yeah.
And I just want to give her a ton of money. Just, it's hard work. And she's just busting
any
her ass.
Kind of public facing where you're like dealing with the general public and people shit. It's horrible. All right. Guess what, guys?
Bye, guys.
We'll be
We love
back
you.
before you know it. We love you.
Leave us a review if you want to. See
Please.
ya.
We'll be back.